Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nō mai, hoki mai, and welcome to this practice of yoga nidra, to create a cozy little nook in a grotto that is free of Santa, Mariah Carey, and Snoopy's Christmas. This is a nidra for when you're exhausted and dragging yourself to the holidays and would like to remember to enjoy yourself just somewhere along the way. This is a nidra for when you need to find the union of opposites, that middle ground where we find the truth that lies somewhere murkily in the middle of the polarities of modern life. And this is a nidra for whenever you feel like you need to create space to feel comforted and take some respite from the world. The holiday season can be a time of great joy for some, but for others it can be a time of pressure, time pressure, financial pressure, and trying to please everybody. Let this nidra be your little mini break from all of that and simply lay your weary bones down to rest. Give yourself the most precious gift of all, rest. Wrap yourself up in a blankie as you are a present to place under the tree, and make being present the perfect present for you right now. So take some time to find somewhere away from all the kerfuffle. And this week, I've found myself doing yoga nidra in some very strange places. Sort of usual places, just in a chair on the porch just before a class, but in the passenger seat of the car coming home from a three-day music festival. And if I'm really honest, at the music festival, quite a lot in between various acts that were playing. And then there were little aspects of wild nidra arising while watching the stream flow or while finding a new forest, all in the middle of some really barren farmland in the central Hawke's Bay. And all these little micro practices of yoga nidra, they all hit the spot, despite the lack of comfort, quiet, or spacious amounts of time. So perhaps let go of trying to find perfection or the right time. Just seize the moments when you have them and make the most of it. And wherever you find yourself practicing, just making sure that you're making things as comfy as possible. Wriggle around to find the position that feels right in this moment, but know that you're free to adjust at any time you need. Feeling your body simply settle into the support beneath you. And noticing all the sensations that might arise as you connect with your body. It's okay to be feeling whatever you're feeling. Let your weary bones cast their anchor all the way down into the spot. And have a little wriggle so that your body can feel super comfy. And feeling the weight of all your bones and the weight of all your muscles settling down. And maybe just having a little yawn, or maybe making a big sigh out, or maybe a bit of both, so that you can make some noise and express a feeling of release. And maybe noticing your breath. It might be the first time today that you've noticed your breath. Where can you feel it in your body? Can you feel it curling around your nostrils? Maybe you can feel the temperature of the air. And you might be able to feel your little nose hairs waffling in the breeze of your breath. And can you feel any movement in your body as you breathe? Maybe your chest rising and maybe your chest falling. Maybe your tummy moves too. There might even be some movement around your ribs. And just seeing how it feels to let your exhalation just take its own sweet time to really let go. And your exhalation might become even a little bit longer. And knowing that this is something you can do anytime to slow down and bring a sense of peace. And you're welcome to keep that long, slow exhalation going if you need to. Or you might like to simply let your breath become effortless, simply flowing in and flowing out of its own accord. Breath arising and breath departing. Being breathed by your breath. And then feeling into the weight at the back of your skull and the weight of your shoulders. Just feeling the slackening of your limbs, letting down through your upper arms, letting down through elbows and forearms and wrists, feeling your hands softening. Feeling all the way back up through your arms and slowly all the way down through your back, your upper back, your middle back, and all the way down into the small of your back, and just noticing all the places we can feel that direct connection between your spine and the earth beneath. And all the places where there's a little dip or a little gap. And then feeling the weight around your buttocks and your hips, and the weight of your thighs and your knees, your shins and your calves, your heels and your ankles, and all the way down through your feet, each and every toe softening down. Big toes, second toes, third and fourth and little toes. And just feeling your body settling here and welcoming all the sounds that you can hear. Sounds inside your home and the sounds outside your home. And maybe even the sounds coming through this recording from my home to yours. Welcoming all those sounds, pleasant or unpleasant. Sounds close by and sounds far away. And just seeing how your body is landing here in your nidra nest, and just noticing if there are any areas of tension that you might just feel like you need to squeeze out. So you might like to squeeze your eyes shut and scrunch up your forehead, maybe clench your teeth and tighten everything up for one, two, three, and then releasing these muscles, three and two and one. Feeling that coming down into your shoulders and maybe clenching up your fingers and thumbs into little fists and squeezing your shoulders up towards your ears and one and two and three and releasing down three and two and one. And then starting to scrunch up your toes. Clench your buttocks and your tummy muscles and one and two and three and releasing three and two and one. Maybe another little sigh out and see if that has helped to release all the tension in your body. Perhaps now you're free to simply just feel the flow of your breath through your body. Perhaps noticing every time you breathe out, your awareness just scanning all the way down the back of your body, all the way down into your heels. And as you inhale, scanning your awareness from the tips of your toes all the way up to the very crown of your head. Exhaling down the back of your body and inhaling up the front of your body. And noticing all the sensations arising today. There might be parts of you that feel a little bit cool, and other parts that feel a bit warmer. You might be fizzing with nervous energy or all floppy like a limp dish rag. And in this funny stop-start summer that we seem to be experiencing, there might even be several seasons within this 20-minute nidra, so simply welcoming the heat and the cold of this moment and this day and this season. And settling into this place of rest in the festive season. A place of opposites itself. You might be sweltering in shorts, but you're possibly surrounded by snowflake tree decorations and recipes for stodgy Christmas food. And perhaps letting go of all the lists, all the things that need doing, and sliding down gently into a place of simply being. And perhaps feeling that pull into the portal of the summer solstice, that delicious little space of rest just before the full rush of Christmas and the summer holidays and the New Year's and the festivals. The solstice, that ancient gateway, reminding us of the circle of the year, the movement of the sun, the death and rebirth of light. And remembering how this Celtic marker is here to remind us to slow down, to pause and savor each moment. Solstice means sun stands still. And as we edge closer towards the longest day, you might make the choice to savor, to take stock, and to open your heart to all the beauty here in summer. And perhaps inviting your awareness to pause and savor whatever you're feeling in your heart right now. Savoring all the sensations, all the feelings, all that you hold in your heart. Welcoming all here. You might simply wish to stay here, pausing here in the space of your heart and simply enjoy the stillness. Or you might like to take a slow wander around your body and pause a tiny moment in each mama point to savor and welcome the space. So starting right up at the crown of your head, just noticing all the sensations you can feel in your scalp. Feeling your awareness flowing down, melting down into the space between your eyebrows. Pausing here a moment in Fata Manawa and just noticing how it feels to dwell here in the seat of your inner vision. An awareness flowing all the way down into the little dip in between your collarbones. It's like you're diving in here into this little pool. Floating here in this little pool, welcoming all that you can feel. And perhaps it's like a little waterfall of energy flowing all the way down through your right shoulder, all the way down through your right elbow, all the way down into your right wrist. And perhaps you can feel your awareness trickling off the very tips of your fingers, off your right thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And seeing how that feels for the whole of your right arm, the whole of your right arm to be held in the space of your conscious awareness. Moving back through the waterfall of your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, and back to the source of the stream, right there in the space between your collarbones. And feeling the little waterfall that flows down through your left shoulder, through your left elbow and your left wrist. Tiny droplets of water trickling off your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Seeing how it feels for the whole length of your left arm to be held in the space of your conscious awareness. And traveling back through the waterfall, your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, back into the little pool in between your collarbones. And perhaps feeling your awareness slowly melting down, all the way down into your heart space, and simply cherishing this space. Swirling around to the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, melting into the space behind the back of your sternum. Cherishing the flow of this energy all the way down into your belly, all the way down deep in your pelvis, and then melting all the way down through your right hip, your knee, your ankle, savoring the very tips of your toes, your right big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the whole of your right leg held here in the space of the light of your conscious awareness. And traveling back through your ankle, your knee and your hip, and all the way back through your pelvis. And letting your awareness travel all the way down, savoring your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle. Cherishing each and every toe, your left big toe and your second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Savoring all the sensations that you can feel in the whole of your left leg. And feeling your awareness travel back through your ankle, your knee and your hip, and all the way back through your pubic bones and your belly, all the way back through your heart space, back to the little pool in between your collarbones, and all the way back up to the space between your eyebrows. Feeling into the back of your body here, deeply at rest. Celebrating the deliciousness of stopping and embracing stillness. And anchoring into the stillness. Casting down your anchor so that you are held steady. And yet feeling the current of your breath flowing and swirling. Finding movement in the stillness. And then feeling into the spaciousness and the lightness of all the points of awareness awakened upon the front of your body. All these cherished spaces, all connected. And then feeling into the back of your body and the sense of your physical body in almost slumber. And yet your mind perhaps fresh and alert. And could you celebrate that union of opposites? And then letting that go. Feeling your awareness coming back into the space of your heart. And just noticing and welcoming whatever you're finding here, welcoming all sensations, welcoming all thoughts, welcoming all feelings. Perhaps taking a deeper breath in now. Maybe you can feel your clothing or your blanket moving against your skin. Perhaps as you take another deeper breath in and out, you can feel the movement of the blankets and the clothing against your skin, but also the movement of your body slowly coming out of stillness. Maybe you can feel the flow of air through your nostrils a little stronger. Maybe you can hear the sound of your breathing. And just noticing what other sounds you can hear now. Sounds close by and sounds far away. And starting to welcome all these sounds, welcoming these sounds as you start to welcome yourself back to this more alert state of consciousness. As you take another deep breath in, maybe noticing what you can smell, maybe moving your tongue in your mouth and noticing what you can taste. And you might even like to open your eyes and drink in your surroundings, noticing all the colors and the textures and the shapes. And you might make this choice to stay here and rest a while longer, or ease your way slowly back upright. Whatever you choose, knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.